this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomalid Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening. The show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, snails, puppy dog tails, or geckos. And of course, of all of those things, geckos are the worst. Well, them and humans, it's kind of a 50-50. They all suck. Anyways, are they gone now? All of them? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomalid Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, Genius, etc. You should know me by now from this show, because it's episode 218, or also from the comic I used to appear in, Zomalid Destroyer. But in any case, you can catch yourselves up at my website, ZomaliDestroyer.com. Well, this week, Iguana been hanging out a lot with Technical Support Monkey's brother, because even though he failed to fetch Iggy's outstanding debts from Iguana's deadbeat cousin loser relatives in Mexico, talking about you, Bopino, and all the rest of you retards as well, I want my goddamn money back. Anyways, at least he, that is Technical Support Monkey's brother, and Iguana share an appreciation of the finer things in life, like hot sunny weather, and also about complaining how there isn't much of that, if any of that, these days. Now, Iguana blamed the chimps for offending the sun god. Chimpette's brother says it's just because we're in Canada and Canada sucks shit. Well, he has a point, but also, you know, Iguana figures the reason that Canada sucks shit is because they perpetually and deliberately offend the sun god. Anyways, since he wakes up a lot earlier than Chimpette, who is a lazy goddamn monkey, Iguana been getting Georgie to drive me over there at the crack of 6 a.m. Of course, Georgie hasn't wanted to haul her ass out of bed to drive me there that early because she's also a lazy monkey, but as Iggy keeps telling her, the early chimp gets less of a tail whipping. Anyway, so me and Chimpette's brother do a lot of sitting on the sofa together. In the summer, we would go sit outside and soak in the sun, but now it's on the sofa, and we bitch about stupid chimps and the stupid chimp things they do. For example, this week, Iguana says to him, "How come your sister ain't got a TV?"
"I don't know. She can have my flat-screen TV if she wants it."
"You have a flat-screen? How big?"
"I think it's 47 inches, something like that. 46, maybe."
"You have a 46-inch flat-screen TV, and your goddamn sister doesn't?"
"Like I said, she can have it if she wants it. I'll buy another when I'm in Mexico."
"Who cares what your sister wants? Ain't you the man monkey of the house?"
"No, it's her house."
"But you live here, and you're a man monkey. You need to put your foot down and order her to take your TV for Iggy." Well, he keeps insisting that his sister gets a choice in the matter. God damn it. So Iguana set out to shame Chimpette into borrowing her brother's flat screen. At first, she insisted she didn't want a TV and didn't need one. But then the next afternoon, she was watching some old sitcom DVDs on her teeny tiny 8-inch screened portable DVD player. And he says to her, "You know what would make this show funnier?"
"What? You think they should have, like, had an iguana in it?"
"Well, yes. But I mean, aside from that."
"I don't know. Married with Children was already hilarious."
"Right, but it would have been even more hilarious if it was on a big screen TV."
"I don't want a big screen TV."
So that was a bust. Fortunately, Iguana had a plan. "Chimpy, how come you haven't watched your Duran Duran DVDs yet?"
"I don't have any Duran Duran DVDs."
"Sure you do. Here's this one. Duran Duran Live from Sydney Zoo TV."
"Okay, that's like not Duran Duran, that's you too. I told you that like a million times."
"Right, that's right, Chimpy. It's Duran Duran live on YouTube, but on a CD. Let's watch it and sing Da 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 Reflex along with Squeaky Simon."
"This is getting so old, Zomo. Like, I told you months ago, it's not the same guy."
"Yes, Chimpy, Squeaky Simon is the same guy." And then Iguana turned off the old sitcom, much to Technical Support Monkey's annoyance, and Iguana put in the Duran Duran DVD.
"Damn it, Zomo, I was watching Married with Children."
That's right, Chimpy. Squeaky Simon is married with chimplings, but that's okay because you're going to go hide in his bushes and then you're going to homewreck him. And then you're going to give Iggy that 500 pounds of British gold money like we talked about before. And then the concert movie started playing and Iggy kept chanting da-da-da-da-da-reflex along with all the songs, even though it sure seemed to be taking Squeaky Simon a long damn time to get around to singing it with Iggy. And then Chimpette's brother came downstairs.
Fucking Bono. Oh, hey, he's doing that song about cocaine.
Iguana, don't think da-da-da-da-reflex is about cocaine.
No, it's called Even Better Than the Real Thing. It's about coke.
Oh, no, it seems to be a song about, like, getting fucked or him getting his dick sucked or whatever. But maybe it's about coke.
Is that the high-quality Colombian coke or is it the garbage those Peruvian assholes sell to stupid gringos?
I'm pretty sure Bono can afford, like, the high-quality stuff.
Yeah, by the truckload.
See, isn't it nice, all three of us enjoying Squeaky Simon's show?
Bono's such a dipshit.
That's what Iguana said.
Yeah, I was, like, wanting to watch something funny.
What are you talking about? Iguana finds Squeaky Simon very funny. Look, he's making a funny monkey face.
What? I don't see it.
That's right, Chimpy, you couldn't see it because this screen is too small. You should borrow your brother's flat-screen TV. Then you could see Squeaky Simon's face a lot better.
Can we put it back on Married with Children?
Or South Park?
Not until Squeaky Simon sings da-da-da-da-da-reflex.
Okay, you know, Zomo, for someone who claims to hate Duran Duran so much, you sure are obsessed with that, like, one song of theirs?
Iguana just glared at technical support, Mikey. How dare you, you chimp bitch. Anyway, later on, Chimpette was watching some lame documentary on Egypt on her stupid laptop. Iguana's sister, the pyramids would be so much more impressive on a 46-inch flat-screen TV, Chimpy.
I don't mind watching it on a small screen, Zomo.
You don't seriously think Tutankhamun wants to be squished into such a tiny picture, do you?
He's dead, Zomo. He doesn't care.
Chimpy, fine. If you won't think of Tutankhamun's feelings, won't you think of Squeaky Simon's? He's alive. Don't you think he wants you to ogle him on the big screen?
Go upstairs and bug my brother.
Your brother has a giant TV he's not using. If you were to borrow it, you could watch Squeaky Simon singing da-da-da-da The Reflex and the song about cocaine in glorious high definition.
Oh my god, for God's sake, Samo.
You know, Chimpy, Squeaky Simon, he puts so much effort into looking good for fans like you. I mean, look at him. He watches his diet, he goes to the gym every day. And he squeezes himself into those tight red leather pants for you, Chimpy. You owe it to him to stare at his backside in life size on a 46-inch flat-screen TV. It's the least you could do. Anyways, I mean, Chimpette insists that that's not why, but it was a couple days later that Chimpette and Chimpette's dad brought over her brother's 46-inch flat-screen TV, wrapped in a blanket, and for another day or so, it sat leaning against the wall. And then, oh yes, then they got a wall mount bracket thingy. And Chimpette's dad came over and installed it. And the TV went up. Victory! Absolute victory. Well, not absolute victory. See, the problem is she's still refusing to get cable TV for Iggy. But at least she has a TV screen in the house. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. And unfortunately, she did then watch the Duran Duran DVD in high definition, which was not so glorious. And Squeaky Simon still forgot to sing The Reflex. And I don't like that song, goddammit. I don't care where she got the idea. I'm just pointing out that she likes Duran Duran, so she ought to be watching it in high definition, and she also ought to be getting cable TV so Iguana can watch something other than Duran Duran. YouTube. But, you know, at least there's a TV screen in the house. Baby steps. Baby steps. Anyway, so yeah. Iguana gotta go have a nap, and then Iguana gotta go downstairs and try to bully technical support Monkey into getting the extended cable package. Maybe she'll listen this time. Or maybe I'll just have to keep at her for years and years and years. Like, I mean, how many years did it take me to get that stupid chimp bitch to buy a TV? Well, she didn't buy it when she borrowed it, but still. Hey. Baby steps, baby steps. Anyways, I gotta go have a nap. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, heckle them when they're watching crap on their laptop. Or grab the laptop and beat them with it. And then you can go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes there, stream it, or whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.